Paul, how important was it to end the season on a win?
It's always nice to finish on a win. You know, for the fans to remember, you know, take something away in terms of the 3 points, clean sheet, and one or two opportunities as well as to increase that. But that's the main thing. I think you go away with a win and people go with a smile on their face.
Deserved on the balance of play?
I think so, yeah. Possibly deserved another as well, I feel. Don't think there were too many opportunities that they had. So it was nice to finish the game off with a clean sheet.
And does that feel like a reward for the months you put in as well as, say, this week's work, if you like?
I think, really, in one or two of the games, you know, that scoreline could have been justified. But, you know, as it's gone into the latter part of the game, that's not been the case. You know, we've allowed teams to get themselves back in it. But today I felt that, you know, we worked it up extremely hard and shut them out, really, and they didn't have too many opportunities throughout.
Yeah, and a nice boost to sort of see a lead out, I guess, after the past couple of games.
Yeah, I thought they had a spell towards the end, which they're going to. No team will dominate 90 minutes. But, you know, I felt we looked reasonably comfortable apart from that one incident right at the death of the game. Apart from that, really, you know, they couldn't muster up anything. I suppose you're always looking to improve, and the improvement would be that we control that sort of period of time.
And how important was it to bring Steve Fletcher back, almost in terms of galvanising fans as much as anything else?
Well, I think you only need to look at the history behind that. You know, he's somebody that's served this football club very, very well over his period here. He's somebody that loves the football club, but he's been effective as well. You know, he's scored goals and he's saved goals in terms of in both boxes. He's extremely effective.
So now here we are at the end of the season. You said you'll be in charge at the end of the season. So what does happen next to you? What are you going to be doing on Monday morning, as far as you know?
We might take stock Monday. Obviously, it's been a hectic few weeks. So I think probably over the course of the next week, 10 days, I'm sure everybody will sit down, reflect, and the board will make their decision.
Do you do things in terms of talking to the board about saying, in terms of sort of squad strengthening and retain list, is that your job at the moment?
Yeah, I think we'll assess over the period of time that we've been in the squad, and we'll give our thoughts with regards to taking the club forward, and then it's down to the powers that be and their decision in terms of which way they go.
How much work do you think is needed to challenge for top six or even top two next season? Because, you know, the chairman's made it quite clear they want to have a crack at it next year.
Well, I think everybody recognises that there's a degree of ability within the team. But I think when you look at what needs to be done in respect of, it's not just about ability. I think in terms of where the team has finished this season, that's what, if you like, to a degree, ability gets you. But it's not just about ability. There's hard work, there's discipline on and off the pitch, and there's organisation. So there's lots of and I could go on, but there's lots of areas that need to be addressed, but if they are, then I'm sure this football club is more than capable, with the backing that the owners are prepared to give, this football club can make strides to go forward.